Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Praise Yah. Pray all is well with the righteous. Hallelujah. Let me click over and see how well we're doing this evening on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Teacher Shane, Brother Shane, servant of Yah. Glad to be here this evening with you, able to fellowship with the word of Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Looks like, oh, yeah, we got TNs already loading up in the room. We only got a few people tonight, but that's all the Most High is looking for and looking after is only a few. Only a few there be. Hallelujah. 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 Well, praise Yah. Praise Yah. As we begin the year with strength, with honor, with victory, with vigor, we thank the Most High Yah for that. Was able to, hallelujah, see a lot of the family of Yah gathered here. I think it was close to maybe 500 or more people here this Passover, give or take. But that was a good thing, good thing, good thing. Most High Yah is gathering his people. And we thank Yah for that. We give thanks to Yah in everything, and we should give thanks to Yah in everything. As we have been learning, the Most High Yah has been imploring us, you know, to really sharpen our prayer room, to really get, you know, that perfect, that true, that surgical connection to him, to where he will delight to answer your prayers, as you heard, as according to his will. Will he answer your prayers? But in all things, we know that he wants you to hold him at his word. And if we do that with a right mind, right heart, our hands clean, he is able to provide all of our needs according to his riches and glory. Well, praise Yah. I hope everyone has been edified, has been strengthened, has been growing as the word of Yah has been going forth from Pastor Dow, hallelujah, Pastor Corey, hallelujah. We're very thankful that the Most High is mindful of us. And this evening, again, another ministration is coming to you in the realm of a teacher, and I pray and I hope that you will receive word from this administration as you would from a pastor, from an evangelist, from a prophet, as we're all working for the self-same Yah. We're all partaking of the self-same spirit. We all have been forgiven, or been washed, or been saved by one master, one savior. And we're thankful for that, and we're thankful for our callings. And we pray always that without him we can do nothing, that we would execute these callings according to his will. Because again, he supplieth all of our needs according to his riches and glory. And he will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. And that's why he's bringing forth again instruction in prayer. We've got to understand, you know, with communication, it is a two-way street. It's communication and flow of information for one person to another. And as we speak to the Most High Yah, again, I want to reiterate, do we take time to listen? Do we take time to hear his reply? Something to consider. I see many a times Most High Yah will answer our prayers in ways that we really, really have not purposed in our mind and our heart that he would answer them. And I think many are sidetracked by this, that they think the Most High Yah is going to answer a lot of their needs, a lot of their helps, and fulfill their needs, you know, according as they have purposed in their mind and their heart. But as a faithful creator, you've heard, he knows our needs even before we ask. But he still wants us to ask. He wants us to ask in faith. And that's what we're going to learn a little bit about tonight. We're getting ready to move in our study in the book of Hebrews to the realm of faith. We're almost, you know, at the consummation of this book. We're almost what you call, I can say, the pinnacle of it, the high point. You know, that this vehicle of faith, that all of this has been wrought through. And here we are, sons of Yah, daughters of Yah, able to partake of this faith, able to harness this faith. And able in our time, in our hour, to see mighty things that have never been seen before, that have never been, you know, planned in our heart and our mind take place because we believed, because the greater one in us has empowered us to see with the real eyes and hear with real ears, because it's the Most High that's made them both. And I think it's time in this hour, even with this word of, you know, sharpening our prayer and instructing us in prayer, he really wants us to get beyond this temporal sight and this temporal hearing. And we must. We must go beyond the veil. We must pierce the veil in this time, in this hour. I can say we've got to supersede this flesh that we're so encumbered by so many times, the fleshly thoughts in our mind and the fleshly inclinations and the fleshly desires and the fleshly lust and the fleshly wants. And we can see, even walking after the flesh, we can see how its eyes visually receive everything. We can see how the flesh's ears receive things after its own kind. But praise Yah for his word, praise Yah for instruction, praise Yah for correction, reproof, rebuke, admonishing, exhorting. Because if we're a child of Yah, we should expect all of this. We should expect all these facets of love coming from the Father as if we remain a child. We are a child of the King. And we've got to remember that, and he's rearing us up. And sometimes he's got to break out the heavy artillery. He's got to break out a big, big heavy belt on our backside just to get our attention, to let us know his love toward us. And it wasn't for that reproof and that correction and that admonishing, how would our conscience be awakened? If it wasn't for that quick blow in our spirit by a loving hand of the Creator. And he lets us know our failings and let us know our shortcomings and our sins and our iniquities and our transgressions. And when he does it, are we receiving it in love? Or do we take the other route, the broad road, and take it in bitterness and envy and jealousy and hatred? Do we go back sucking the tit of the God of this world? No, we shouldn't be. No, we shouldn't be. But this, saints, is a walk of faith. It's more than just words rolling off our lips. This is life. Why I titled this blog talk Living by Faith. Living by faith. Living by faith. Living by faith. Just sit back and kind of meditate just on them three little words in that phrase. And it does say a lot, and we're going to look at that tonight. The faith that we should be ascribing to and the faith that is growing in us, you really look at it, and if you really come to an understanding of it, it is not our faith, and it's not our life. A life was given, so that life could be given. See, we have the greater one on the inside, Yeshua HaMashiach. And the word says the just shall live by his faith. And it also says, any man draw back to petition, the Most High has no pleasure in that person. So let us look and let us fellowship concerning the word faith tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to go a little bit before, a little bit after. I'm going to kind of let the Most High and the Holy Spirit paint a picture here. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped. Faith is the substance, real. I mean, it's really telling us here about what real true substance. We're dealing with substance. We can see substance take place in this temporal realm. But, you know, the things that the Most High Eye has manifest in the temporal realm, I think with the people of Yah, even though it's manifesting temporally, it is setting forth something in the eternal. There is a substance that we should be aware of that's being added to us. Because as we see a brother, we see ourselves, a sister, healed, delivered, set free, you know, feet set at liberty. And we see a person at bondage now set at liberty. We see these things, you know, temporally. But in us, there is something, there is a substance that is being added to us eternally, the substance that is be adding to our testimony, because at the end of all this, we will have to overcome him, the God of this world, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And at this time, in this hour, and as you are in your place in this walk, what have you added to your testimony? Is all your testimony pertaining to you, what you have done, what you have overcome, what you have accomplished? No, it shouldn't be. Always the testimony in us is always what? At any time on this side of the impalement, in this walk of life, we do give testimony of what he has done in us, what he has done in others. And this is a beautiful thing if we really look at it. If we come to these feasts and these meetings and we see the word preached and we hear the word, and then all of a sudden afterwards it's met with a substance, then within us, you really think how much that emboldens us, how much that strengthens us as a body, how much, you know, that should put, you know, more in the bank of trust. As we go on more and more and more, we're building trust in the Most High. And many of us have not gained much trust in the Most High, which we should be. We should trust. The word says, you know, in the law, we love Yahweh with all our mind, all our strength, and all our substance, all our being. You know, that is predicated through a realm of trust, too. And if we don't trust in him, how can that love be at a state where it should be? Saints of the Most High, and this love that we have, we're not learning it from ourselves. We're learning it from the one who loved us. And we learn how to love from the one that is the expression of love, that had to put himself in a body, come down on this earth, walk as we walk, be tempted as we were tempted, and then be put upon a tree and impaled for our sakes, to taste death for us, so that we could be cleansed, that we could be a house, that we could be a dwelling place for this faith that he brought down here with him and put it in a body and executed it. And we do therefore see it, and we read the report. But the report needs to come to life in us. As you've seen him do, and as he says, I see the Father do, we should be doing the same things that he has done. And he says, greater works, we must be continuing and building this house together. This is a work of faith. Not nothing that we've conjured, but all our testimony, all our praise, all our glory will always go to him. And we pull our praise and our admiration and our love toward him, for, you know, always, always for what he has done for us. We read, but we know within ourselves there's something happening within ourselves that is increasing faith and bringing us from faith to faith and from glory to glory as we go on in this walk. If peradventure we do not faint, as without him we can do nothing. Now faith, now it's not yesterday's faith, tomorrow's faith. Well, we're talking about the faith that is now, the faith that is ever present. This faith is fresh. This faith is real. This faith is alive. Now. You notice that word, now. What is that speaking of? Right? I mean, it should be explanatory of itself. I'm getting excited because, you know, one word says now faith. Now. 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 Do you have now faith? We saw a lot of now faith for the time that has passed. We've seen the now faith that at the present time that woman was walking, that brother was healed, because that faith was there for that now time. And that same faith is still here now. If you would just believe, if you would just believe, if you would just believe, if you would just trust, if you would just believe the report. It's more than just words on a paper. He says, the words, these words that we have received, they are spirit and they are life. And we've really got to look at them in that manner. Now, faith is the substance of things, and there's a big word, hoped. We see a lot of people failing, and they cannot overcome, and they cannot accomplish, because they are void of faith. And why? There is a main ingredient that is missing: hope. Now, the people that are on the world, and when we were out in the world, when we were way before Christ called us into the land of the living, we were as people of the world that had no hope. And because we had no hope, in return, we had sorrow and death was looming over us, and death was our master. And all we could speak was death. And all we could live, if we could say that was living, was death. And we would try to overcome death with death. Some of us would go to habits of drinking, habits of marijuana, habits of alcohol, habits of sex, habits of any kind, because of the death that was over us, the death that was in us, and all that we could feed. Death was death. What an insatiable belly death was. And we all have a testimony of that. And we lusted after death. And day by day, we had this evil desire to feed this belly, this death. But in this walk, we should have turned away. Our minds should be refreshed and renewed from away from that mindset. We're no longer walking in fear. We should no longer be walking in fear. We should no longer be walking in doubt. That body of death. That body of death. And we heard Paul so eloquently say, "Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? All these things were here preventing me." But the war is good. And we thank Yah that even all through our trials and our tribulations and our sufferings, we should let these things build our faith. Build our faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, we're going to regress a little bit. Going back in Hebrews 10, 34. The one who wrote the epistle to the Hebrews, for as he said, "For ye had compassion of me and my bonds." And he says, "And you took joyfully the spoiling of your goods." Why? 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 Knowing in yourselves, knowing where was it at? In. And who is in you? Who is in you? Who is in you of a truth? Knowing in, there's that little small word again, in yourselves, that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Now that's something, you know, it's written here, but basically, you know, as we live our life on this earth, how many of us have seen, you know, our substances which is in heaven? Think about it. Think about it. But if there is a promise given to us, and there is a promise inside us, and there is a hope in us, knowing that we have in heaven a better and enduring substance, and because of this hope and because of this foundation of faith, it says you took joyfully the spoiling of your goods. As we know, you know, by faith, that our time and our sojourning on this earth is very, very short. We're strangers and pilgrims. You know, the things and the goods of this world, they're going to perish. But we know as we go on in this walk that we're building up treasures in heaven, but we haven't seen them. We haven't touched them. We haven't felt them. But there's something in us. There is a witness in us. Knowing that these things are being stored up and should be stored up. And this should be an assurity in you. This should be a strength in you. There should be a confidence in you and trust in the Most High and love in the Most High that these things are taking place. This exchange is taking place. And it is not done by you. You didn't conjure this up. You didn't go write down on a piece of paper and write out this mathematical formula and then break down the substance of everything and say, "Oh, yeah, I know how this is coming about." No, this was something done beyond you. This was something done while you were yet in your sin. There was someone in faith dying for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we thank the Most High Yah in that you had compassion of me and my bonds and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing. And where does this knowing come from? Faith. Faith. Knowing in yourselves that you have in heaven. Where is it at? In heaven. Where is it at? In heaven. A better and an enduring, a substance that continues. And because you know this, that your faith is established this much, that nothing can move you. You're like a tree planted by the water. You said, "I shall not be moved, because I know where what is feeding me. I know where my thirst is being quenched. I know who the water is. I know who the river is. I know where to make my foundation sure. I know where to plant myself so that I am sustained. Hezekiah's knowing that in yourselves that you have in heaven a better and enduring substance, cast not away therefore your confidence. Cast it not away. Cast it not away. For faith is the substance of things hope. Hope. And here we are, the ministers of Yah, whatever ministration would be. You know, us knowing the terror of Yah, here we are trying to persuade men. We're bringing this message to you that you would receive these words of hope as we have received hope. And because we receive hope, it helps us to walk in this walk of faith. You can see clearly this walk of faith, which we talk because you see it manifest in works. You see in the sick, healed, devils cast out, the dead are raised. You know, this is all done through faith. And we thank the Most High Yah as a body that we can come together collectively in faith and have hope for that brother, that sister, that she's going to walk, that he's going to see, that person that is mute in the mouth is going to talk again. It's all done by faith. There's nothing that we have any power in ourselves. Well, we draw from that power. And we've got to get harnessed to that power. That's why you see this word of prayer, this instruction of prayer going out lately. So that we can get stronger in faith, so that we can hook up to the greater stream of waters and to get our thirst really, really, really quenched, to really get that refreshing every time that we hit our knees on whatever supplication or petition or whatever you come in before the Most High with. Sometimes it's worship and praise. Still prayer. This is a walk of faith. And we really got to understand faith, the body of faith. Let faith abide with you. Just like, you know, in Proverbs, talking about wisdom. She, you know, let her abide with you. You know, this is a good occupant to have in your house. So you are a house of Yah. Heaven is his throne. Earth is his footstool. What house will you build me? We've been accustomed all of our lives having occupants of hate and envy and jealousy and bitterness and backbiting and such like. All these occupants have been in our house. And now we've been given the word of deliverance, the word of restoration, to get these occupants out of the house so that wisdom can come abide, that faith can come abide, patience could have a resting place for our head. See, this family of Yah, we have a family and we have a family. We have, let temperance come in and abode with you. Let meekness come in and sit down at the table with you, and y'all drink and y'all sup and y'all have fellowship together. This is Most High Yah is trying to get us to look at this the way that he sees it and how he wants to perform through us. We are just vessels. We are his children. We are, if we have received the Holy Spirit of Yah, that makes us now a witness. And the witness is solidified by the works. You know, the people get so hung up, the religious people. So, you think you're going to get in by your works? No, you've got this all wrong. The works is there because there's already something supplied. We already have our need met. We do the work because we are pleased with what we have received. And we're not doing works to receive, but the works are there is because of what we have received. And this is the expression of what we have received. If you desire to witness a witness. Because if a law, if a covenant is written in a heart of a believer, written in the mind of a believer, if it's written in them, then the body will do that, which, you know, that law that isn't, it's going to be adjudicated by it. It's going to perform that which is in it, instructing it. The Christians, they can have their stuff written on pieces of paper and cardboard and wood and stone. They can all observe this stuff on the external, and that's all they can see. They cannot get beyond the veil of this temporal realm. But we, the people of the Most High God, we on the inside. We're not on the outside. We're not in the court of the Gentiles trodden it down, like many of them out there are, with their slaughterings and their tail bearings and their backbitings, trying to think that they see when they do not see. We are a people of sight. We are a people of hearing. And what we have seen and what we have received of the Most High God, that's what we proclaim. That is our work. That is what propels us. That is our fuel. Our faith is manifest in this realm by works. That lets all the witnesses, those who want to be witnessed, see what faith is in that building. Praise Yah. But it says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. It says, for ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of Yah, you hear that? And this is still going, building on what Pastor has taught. After that you have done the will of Yah, ye might receive the promise. It says, for yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now, the just, only a certain type of people, just. What makes this justification? What makes a person just? Well, I think there's got to be a law. I think this is what really judicially brings down a person to do actually be in the fellowship of the just. Now the just shall live by faith. As it says before, the just shall live by his faith. But then it says, but if any man draw back, Most High says, my soul shall have no pleasure. But it says, but we, notice that we, the just, are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. That them that believe to, your belief has got to reach to that point. It's got to reach to that depth. It's got to reach to the saving of that mind, that will, and thy emotions. Thy entrance of thy word, it giveth life. But them that believe to the saving of the soul. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Let's go to Matthew 6. Matthew 6. Read a little piece here for you. Line upon line, precept upon precept here. Matthew 6, and we'll start at verse 24. Listen to this. We're going to listen to this in context. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve Yah and Mammon. Then it goes on and says, you know, as this is being formed, the Most High Yah is trying to bring a world before us, trying to put a world in us, not this world, but the world that which is to come. The world in which he said it is good. The world in which Jacob is to inherit. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. And I'm like, whoa, I got to sit back and here's the Most High Yah telling me I cannot serve two masters. I'm going to hate one, love the other. Or at any time I'll hold to the one and I'm going to despise the other. And I cannot serve Yah and then I got to serve Mammon. And I'm like, what is this Mammon? What is this Mammon? And he goes on and says, therefore I say unto you, therefore I say, but now, since I say this, therefore now, I'm going to say unto you, that I'm going to bring this a little closer. I'm going to bring this a little clearer. I'm going to open this up. You know, I'm going to divulge this a little bit more. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. What ye shall drink, or what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? You hear? Here. He's telling you. All right. You had any thought for your life? Put that away. If there's something you need to eat, put that to the side. Don't take no thought. Let's put these thoughts away right now. Or if you need something to drink, don't worry about this natural body, this temporal body. Is not the life, not the life, more than meat? And the body than raiment? Then he goes, and behold, the fowls of the air. Now we see the fowls of the air. He's trying to give us, a look into faith here. Behold, now the fowls of the air, says they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Says yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. And he goes on and says, are ye not much better than they? That's some good thought there now. Now that we've put away thought for our life and what we shall drink, what we shall eat, what we shall put on our body. Now, he said, come over here with me. I'm going to show you. Look at these fowls. Fowls of the air. Look at them. Look at them. Look at the fowls. You see them out here, you know, in the morning, in the midday, in the afternoon, in the evening. You see them throughout the day, and you ever take time to really sit there and watch them? You ever see a bird worry? You ever see a bird depressed? Behold the fowls of the air. They don't sow. We don't see a robin out here with a hoe in its wings digging up the ground, do we? No. I don't see a blue jay running around planting seeds, no. I don't see them out here doing no tilling, nothing. Interesting, huh? Behold, neither they reap, nor they gather into barns. And it says, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. And because he feedeth them, he says, are you not much better than they? And then he goes on and says, which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? Can you, you know, of your own self, build yourself up? Make yourself more. And it says, and why take ye thought for raiment? And he goes on and says, hey, you, consider the lilies of the field. You know, the flowers out there that grow up by themselves. How they grow. that they toil not, neither do they spin. I mean, they're not out there having a heck of a time. I don't want to grow here, and I don't want to be by this blade of grass, and there's got a thorn over here by me. And it, you don't see them toiling. You don't see them spinning. You don't see them in disarray. No matter where they are at, they're still going to perform what they were created to do. And it says again in 29, and yet I say unto you, said that even Solomon in all his glory, even though he was rich, wisest man, was not arrayed like one of these. And he goes on and says, wherefore, if Yah so clothe the grass of the field, today is, and tomorrow, even though he clothe it today, and he desires it tomorrow to cast it into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? And I'm like, oh, mercy. Most High, are you really speaking to us? This is like real. This is really real. I mean, you speaking words of life. That's if we want to see them as life. Then he goes on and says, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? And wherewith shall we be clothed? This is for after all these things that the Gentiles seek. Are you a Gentile? Are you a person of the world out there? Are you a heathen? It says, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. And he says, now, rest in this, knowing that your Father shall provide all your needs according to his riches and glory. And this should be a rest in you. This should be peace in you. You should add, you know, to the peace that is dwelling in your house. You should have peace dwelling in your house with this. But in all this, you know, putting all that aside, now knowing that you, the Most High Yah is going to feed you, he's going to quench your thirst, he's going to clothe you, he's going to house you, he's going to provide all your needs according to your riches and glory now. Because all these things, the Gentiles seek it after that. But he wants you now to seek ye first the kingdom of Yah. Seek this first. Now I see a lot of people coming into this faith, coming into this walk without doing this primary thing. And you hear Pastor so eloquently trying to get in our minds and our hearts how the Most High Yah has an order. And early in the Hebrew studies, we talked about order. And he's been talking about in prayer legalities. And it's not something legalities of this world. The Most High Yah has spoken his words, and they have framed this world. They have gone forth, and they will accomplish what they have set forth to do. These things are already set in motion. All this thing, you know, he says, choose life. And because life is set in motion, if you do accordingly to everything that keeps you in life, you will keep choosing life. But he says, if you choose death, because I have spoken this, Most High Yah, in the building, in the creating of all of this, he has framed the world with his word. And he is not going to break his word. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he is letting us know how to stay within the boundaries of his life and the boundaries of his love. And he says, and if you go outside, yeah, you're going to get curses. We do have blessings. And we do have curses. You want blessings? Stay in life. Choose life. You want curses? All right. Go outside the body. Go sup with death. We've got to understand that the word of the Most High, it's already went forth. And it's going to accomplish what it's set forth to do. And he's loving enough to send us his word to keep us in the boundaries of his protection. Because he's letting us know there's an adversary out there that's desiring to devour you. But, if you stay in my laws, statutes, commandments, ordinances, as I have spoken, if you stay in life as life is in you, then he can protect you from all these elements. He can provide what you need to eat. He can provide what you need to drink. He can clothe you. He can house you. As long as you stay under and in his hand. We don't have to take a course in Hebrew to understand this. Why do we need to learn a Hebrew language and take on Hebrew names if we don't understand what it means to be a Hebrew? We're going to put all this stuff on the outside and have nothing on the inside. We've got to establish the inside, the inner man first before we can witness and have the things adorning on the outside. We forget this. Seek ye first the kingdom of Yah and his righteousness. And these things shall be added unto you. Don't worry. Trust in Yah. He shall supply all of your needs according to your riches and glory. Well, right now I can't see it. Well, get on. If you have obeyed the word, if you have come, his will, and done according to his will, get on your knees and pray and ask. Have you asked? And when you pray in this prayer of faith, do not ask amiss. There's a one requisite. If it's there for your lust, if you take in thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, what you shall put on. If that prayer is in that manner, then he's nullified. He cannot give.
And in verse 34, take therefore no thought for the morrow. For the morrow shall take thoughts for the things of itself. Now faith is. You hear what the Spirit is saying unto the assembly. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Again in Luke, this again resounded in Luke. We're going to hit this again in Luke. Luke 12, I think it is, 22. Luke 12:22, that is. And he said unto who? His disciples. Are you his disciple? Well, let him speak to you. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. Says the life. Which life is he talking about? You got to really think about that. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and Yah feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that which thing which is least, if ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies again, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. Yet I say unto you, yet that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then Yah so clothed the grass, it's today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye doubtful, be of doubtful mind. For all these things through the nations of the world seek after. And your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. And you really know to add this to your faith. Oh, the Father knows my needs. The Father knows my needs.
Rather seek ye the kingdom of Yah, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that you have, and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in heaven that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. Again, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. A lot being said here on the realm of faith. Let's go to Mark 11. We're doing kind of a, like Pastor said, a subject study. He said, yeah. And I give same testimony as Pastor. I've not read the whole Bible either. But oh well, you know, I'm not going to trump that up as, you know, I need a trophy or anything, or that's some great thing, no. But a person can read this word from cover to cover and still not know it. I think the best way of learning and understanding and living this Bible is to live it. Faith is really born out of doing what you have, you know, what you have been instructed from this word. We get life from the life giver. It's his blood that plumps through our veins. It's his blood that pumps through our heart. See, we understand the natural body, but we really need to be in tune more with the natural body. I mean, with the spiritual body. Most High is really trying to get our focus of things of this world and set your affections on things above. Song about that. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. For ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in Yah. And you say, glory, glory. Ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in Yah. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. For ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in Yah. See, that life, his life. His life is your life if you want to live the life. If you understand what real life is. Hallelujah. 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 We say we're going to Mark 11. Let's see. Mark 11. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Guys, remember the day before, as they were going to the temple, Messiah looked upon the fig tree to happily find something to eat. But the tree had no fruit. So he cursed it from the root up. And here it is in the morning when they're returning back. As they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And it says, and Peter, calling to remember, said to him, Master, look, Master, look. You remember yesterday, look, this tree. Behold, look, the fig tree which thou cursed, look, you come to it, Master, and you were looking for fruit on it, and then you cursed the thing from the root of it, and now here we are on return trip, and the very thing is taking place. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in Yah. Says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. But what did he say
first and foremost, before he run down this whole thing, have faith in Yah. Then he goes on and says, therefore I say unto you, if you have faith in Yah, things soever ye desire, when ye pray, we've been understanding about prayer, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. And it says, and when you stand praying, do this, forgive. You have faith in Yah. If you have faith in Yah, if you're praying while standing, forgive. If you have aught against any, why, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. What first? Have faith in Yah. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Our saints of the Most High, Yah, walk of faith is beautiful. Walk of faith, it is very rewarding. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll take a small break here and we'll let Sister Wenda talk to the saints of the Most High Yah for a little bit here, and we shall return.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Oh, hallelujah. More words of faith, huh? Shalom, the King is coming. Shalom, the King is coming. How many of us can rejoice in that? By faith. Hallelujah. Yet not seeing him, yet we believe. Hallelujah. 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 2 Corinthians 5, Saints of the Most High Yah. Listen to this, Saints of the Most High Yah. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of Yah, a house not made with hands, whereas it's at eternal in the heavens. And we know this, for we know, I'm speaking all faith, this is all in the body of faith. This is written to us in faith. And I am a witness, and I'm proclaiming this by faith and through faith, that it will strengthen your faith, that you can walk in the faith and have assurance and confidence of faith, that it will guide you through the week. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of Yah, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. And because we know this, for in this we groan. We do. We groan. We groan. And in our time of prayer, these groanings that are deep within us, we need to let them out. In that time, when you're in the closet, when you're in that secret place with the Most High Yah, let them groanings talk. Let them groanings utter. Let them groanings moan. Let that spirit connect with the Most High Yah spirit, and let that communication go forth. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be, that being clothed, we should not be found naked. And it says, for we that are in this tabernacle do groan. We do. We do. We want to go home. We understand, you know, this temporary body has aches and pains. It worries. It has all this desires and appetites. It has all this stuff going on with it. For in this we do groan, knowing that we have a greater house waiting for us in heaven. We have the true body waiting for us in the heavenlies. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened. Not that for that we should be unclothed. We don't want to be found naked, like it said before, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. So take no thought, huh? What we shall eat, what we shall drink, and what shall we be clothed upon? So it looks like, you know, the servant that come down here in the form of sinful flesh come down to serve, to teach us how we can serve. And the more we serve, the more he serves. And what a great fellowship. What a great honor to be in the family of Yah, in a household of servants, where everyone is building up one another and edifying one another and strengthening one another and helping one another. Oh, man, this is the house of life. There's no talebearing, no backbiting, no envy, no jealousy, because we know these things are death. We have seen, we have heard, we have watched the manifestations of these things in our beings and in other beings, in other houses, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Because I know any time, anywhere, any second, any hour, when I think on his life, when my mind is on his life and what he's done, my mortality, there's no thought for it. There's no thought what I shall eat, what I shall drink. What I mean, when my mind fully on him, then I have peace. There's no room to be worrying about, well, is my shoe going to lace up tomorrow? Or am I going to have a shirt to put on? No, all that stuff is not thought about when you got the cup full of the water of Yah. What else you going to put in there? What else you going to drink from? That's not a dry cistern.
When you really think about the whole of it, when you really think about it as Yah wants us. He wants us to see that which was good when he created in the beginning. But he wants mortality to be swallowed up of his life. He triumphed over them in it. We accepted and believed his death to be the propitiation for us. He tasted death for us. And in doing that, his life, the real life, once he shed that body, it was made known. That mortality was swallowed up. That mortality was fully engulfed. When he knocked on the gates and the doors of hell, and he snatched the keys of hell and death, and he led captivity captive up on high. We really got to look at the real life, saints. He don't want our minds on our life. If we think, if we have ourselves consumed with his life and learning, let his life bring us from grace to grace, from glory to glory, from faith to faith, and it will. You will richen and understand his life. You know, even Paul so eloquent said, you know, if I might just have the fellowship of his sufferings, all that he went through so that his life could swallow up this mortality, You know what I'm saying, saints. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. That mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing. Is your what selfsame thing? What we just read before. Because we have the testimony. We have the account of our Savior in the garden, groaning and travailing. And we really look at that groaning, travailing, and what, you know, we're reading the witness and the account here, and we're looking at it going, whoa. When Yeshua says, not my will, but thy will be done, then mortality. You see, once that confession was made, that profession was made, all that blood dripping, all that groaning, all that travailing ceased. Peace came upon our Savior. Mortality was swallowed up of life at that moment. Even though we see him being put on a tree and impaled, mortality was being swallowed up of life in that act. Now he that wrought for us the self same thing is Yah, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from Yah. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Saints of the Most High Yah, again, take us week on in victory. I implore you and I encourage you to keep your mind saturated in his life. And if you do such, you don't need to take thought for what you shall eat, what you shall drink. And then even in that, once, you know, that worry and that pain and that travail, you push that away. Then you find yourself able to give all with no problem, no resentment. You're able to give all. Don't you want to give all as he gave all? Living by faith, saints. This is the walk we got to walk. We've been bought with a price. It's no longer our life. It's his life. And we just partook of a feast where we discerned the Savior's body. We've got to see our brothers and our sisters. We've got to see ourselves. He was able to eat his body and drink of his blood. We didn't drink of our body. We didn't drink of our blood. Just at that moment when we are thinking upon him and eating him, the thought of this life was not there. What joy it wrought. Well, saints of the Most High Yah, thank you, Brother Paul, again for posting the word of Yah. Thank you all for those that joined us here tonight in this fellowship and this breaking of bread. Pray that every one of you is strengthened again by the word of Yah, by his promises, by his faith. Walk in his faith this week. Walk in his victory. Walk in his power. We are overcomers. It's the only way we're going to overcome the God of this world by the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb and not loving our lives to the death. Well, saints of the Most High, till we meet again, I say shalom, shalom, shalom. Peace, peace unto your house. Glory, hallelujah.